This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Shock and sadness surrounding the death of a man we saw grow up on television.
Tributes are pouring in for actor Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Be right there.
Who charmed TV audiences for years as the lovable Theo Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Police say the 54-year-old died in an accidental drowning off Costa Rica's Caribbean coast, where he was reportedly on a family vacation. Investigators say Warner got caught in a strong current while swimming and that beachgoers tried to rescue him, but it was too late by the time first responders reached him.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. The sheriff of Jacksonville, Florida, is defending the violent arrest of a black driver who was punched and beaten by two sheriff's deputies. A video of the arrest by the suspect, 22-year-old William McNeil, has gone viral. The sheriff claims McNeil had been told several times to leave his car. McNeil's lawyer disputes that. Harvard University in federal court Monday, fighting back against $2.5 billion in funding pulled by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 17-year-old Oneida girl is taken into custody following a shooting at a Pulaski park. Friday night, officers found an 18-year-old Green Bay man with a gunshot wound at the park. He was taken to the hospital. A handgun and knife were recovered at the scene. A 19-year-old was also arrested in the incident. A 39-year-old Madison woman is arrested for animal neglect after the discovery of multiple deceased dogs at her home. Police say an animal neglect investigation found 6 dead dogs and 14 others that were malnourished but alive. All the animals were removed from the woman's home. And a hungry thief steals from a Milwaukee gas station. Fox 6 Milwaukee reports a man walked into a gas station and took a rack of bagged snacks that were placed next to the door. He then walked outside with the entire rack and placed it in an SUV before driving off. Police are still looking for the man. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Maximum hits.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning. Dave Grant joining at 6:05. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. I'm going to talk about our flash sale coming up at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Twilight's present.
Maximum hits for Portage. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:12 on Tuesday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast, but I do want to remind everyone that we have an extreme heat watch that remains in effect from Wednesday morning through Thursday evening for dangerously hot conditions with heat index rise up to 106 degrees. This is for the whole Max FM listening area starting tomorrow morning going through Thursday night. If there's outdoor activity that you need to complete, I would recommend doing so today. Tomorrow and Thursday are going to be warm. The exact timing of when we'll see an excessive heat warning will depend on the possibility if we get some storms tomorrow morning. Let's take a look at our forecast today. Mostly sunny, a high of 87 tonight. We do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 74. Tomorrow, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, mostly cloudy to start the day, but gradually becoming sunny and hot and humid with a high of 93 degrees. Heat index values up around 102 degrees. On Thursday, a chance of showers to start the morning again, partly sunny, highs of 87. So again, we're watching those temps Wednesday and Thursday. Friday,
Chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 86. Looking ahead to the weekend, we're looking at highs near 90, sunny and hot. Currently, mostly cloudy and 63 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily will be joining me today at 7:10. The shenanigans will ensue. We have a lot to talk about this morning. First off, we do want to remind everyone that there's concerts on the square Thursday night. Mo Onions will be here. They're a tribute band with the brilliance of Booker T and the MGs. So that is Thursday night. Of course, Farmers Market Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You're going to want to get there early with the heat coming in, but they will be there. Also, Crazy Days sale starts over at MaxFMBigDeals.com tomorrow. Up to 80% off select items. That's just the stuff going on tomorrow. Let's talk about today. First off, we have a flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's going until 9 a.m. 50% off a certificate to the Water Street Social Club. That $25 certificate towards menu items this morning, just $12.50. Go check that out. I've got a picture of that on the Max FM Facebook page. I'm looking at that picture of those ribs, and I am already hungry this morning. So I got to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, take advantage of that as well. So go check that out. Also, the Bearable Water Utility is replacing a water service on the 400 block of 5th Avenue. That starts at 7 a.m. today. 5th Avenue will be closed from Center Street to West Street today from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. So, yeah, that's happening this morning as well. So, we already have 2nd Avenue closed, as a reminder, due to the construction in the 300 block and 400 block of Bird Street. They're doing utility work there, so 2nd Avenue is closed, and now portions of 5th Avenue will be closed starting at 7 a.m. today as well. So many things going on. Emily's going to join us today at 7:10. We're going to talk about what's the appropriate age to give out cell phones. This is always an interesting topic of conversation. At 7:40, we are celebrating our celebrity birthdays. If you know anyone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, you can text those into us now, 608-355-9970, or you can text them in via the free Civic Media app. At 8:10, we are going to talk about the best part of vacations and your dogs. So this seems so appropriate. I love this one. So that one we'll talk about at 8:10 and 8:40. We will, of course, celebrate calendar days. So many things going on today, this week. We're looking forward to that flash sale. I got to go check that out. So again, that flash sale lasts until 9 a.m. If you go over there at 9:01, that flash sale is done and over with. So if you want to take advantage of that half off that Water Street Social Club certificate, go do that now. It's till 9 a.m. I think there's limited quantities of that available as well. So go check that out again. Flash sale at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Again, we're going to see some heat this week. And even this weekend, I'm looking at these temps into the weekend, into next week. Today's the day to get out and do stuff. Again, we're talking a high of 87. So if you got stuff you need to do, I'd get it done this morning or wait till tonight. But tomorrow, hot and humid. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a fan of the heat. That is one of those things. Not excited about it, but it is what it is. I am in a relationship with an air conditioner. And don't worry, you're not going to see a picture of me with my AC unit on the screen at a Coldplay concert anytime soon. Oh, that's not going to get old. Here are the cars you might think on Max FM. We'll be right back.
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
I'm
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Muse Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:24 on Tuesday morning. According to online reports this morning, there was a semi that tipped over in the I-39 area near Cascade Mountain Road. And this has some injuries with it, but we want people to be aware that there are emergency vehicles in this area. The ramp is closed, and it's the on-ramp. Again, this is in the I-39 area this morning of Cascade Mountain Road. If you're in that area, just be careful. You don't see the emergency vehicles till you get around that curve out there. So give them plenty of space in that area this morning. So as a reminder, when emergency lights are flashing and those responders are out there, slow down, move over. Please give them the room that they need. Exciting news from Major League Baseball. Brewers won their 11th straight game to take first place in the NL Central. They have the best record in Major League Baseball. This magical run started on July 6th when Brandon Woodruff was on the mound in Miami back from his shoulder surgery. And yes, this has been 11 wins in a row for the Brewers. So we hope that trend continues. We'll have a full update on sports in just moments. But that was exciting news that came across my screen this morning, and I just had to pass that one along. Again, shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. It is our flash sale today. Half off a $25 certificate to the Water Street Social Club. This morning till 9 a.m., just $12.50. Water Street Social Club provides a warm and inviting space serving cocktails, delectable beers, curated wines, and delicious food. This is a $25 certificate towards menu items. And let me tell you, looking at the pictures over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, oh my goodness, I see some fish. Okay, I see an old-fashioned there as well. Not sure what that is, but something cheesy and it looks good. And again, the ribs, the beans, and the coleslaw, and a huge, huge cinnamon roll. And there's some bacon-wrapped dates there. I'm getting myself hungry just looking at the pictures of this. Oh, my goodness. I need to quit looking at the pictures, but I encourage you to go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com to take advantage of this offer. And go look at the pictures. If you're not hungry, you will be when you're done looking at those pictures. And I need to grab the right computer mouse. I'm on two different computers this morning as well. The things that I sometimes do during the morning, that is one of them. I run between, we have four different screens in the Max FM studios located in the Weicker Great Day building corner of 3rd and Oak. It is so cool to go between all of these screens that we have in here. And then with the big one on the wall, we can look at our weather radar. Again, that is clear. Going to be hot coming up. We are going to have a full look at our weather forecast and sports on Max FM.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Planning a backyard party? There's one thing you just can't control: the weather. But with DNS Party Tents, you don't have to worry. Rain or shine, they've got you covered. From perfectly sized tents to tables, chairs, lighting, and even dance floors, they've got everything you need to throw the party you imagine. Whether it's a wedding, a birthday, or a graduation party, make sure your guests stay comfortable and your plans stay on track. Call 608-678-0033 for your free quote today. That's 608-678-0033.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
A shutout in Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-0 shutout win over the Seattle Mariners. The crew held hitless until the top of the sixth when Joey Ortiz got on base, then slid into home plate. FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Contreras, a high high fly into right. Ortiz back to tag. Canzone under it. Makes the catch. Here's the throw home. Ortiz slides. He's safe. 1-0 Brewers on the sack fly by Contreras.
Ortiz kicking off a four-run inning. Pat Murphy.
Then Terang, and then Contreras sack, and then Yelly base hit, and then Churio missile, and Collins walk. I mean, that's seven quality at-bats in a row. That's what you have to do. You got to stack them. That's how you get crooked numbers, if you stack them. And yeah.
So for now, Milwaukee has the best win-loss record in baseball and one game ahead of the Cubs. They lost 12-4 to the Royals at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. It's going to be muggy today with a high near 90 and a heat index near 100. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night. It's going to be hot and humid tomorrow with a high near 94. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? Come on over to Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington, it's definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
FM Dave with you on Tuesday morning, 6:33 with the Clash on Max FM.
Standing.
tune to the carpet radio player. Soon as the shy wrinkles out of their hair, the jet pilot's way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant. 6:36 on Tuesday morning. Let's take a quick look at that weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 87. Tonight, shower and thunderstorm chances. Mostly cloudy, a low of 74. On Wednesday, a slight chance showers in the morning. Possibly a thunderstorm. Gradually clearing. Sunny and hot with a high near 94 degrees. Heat index rallies up to 105 degrees. On Wednesday night, it will get a little cool, but it'll be most clear, a high, low of 75 Wednesday night. So it tells you your temps are definitely going to stay up. And so please plan accordingly, as we do have that excessive heat watch Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday, we're looking at chance showers and thunderstorms, possibly late morning into early afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 87. On Friday, a slight chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny, a high of 86. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the 90s, sunny and hot. Currently 63 degrees and mostly cloudy outside the Weicker Gray Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. So yes, going to be warm. We do have that excessive heat watch, and I expect to see that upgraded sometime today, and we'll provide an update on that as we know more. Now, this is an interesting story. We've had a few air traffic things that have happened, and a pilot flying a Delta Airlines regional jet on Friday apologized to his passengers after making a hard turn to avoid colliding with a U.S. Air Force B-52 bomber. The Air Force confirmed that the bomber was assigned to conduct a flyover over North Dakota State Fair, and it was happening roughly around the time that Delta flight was trying to come into land in Minot, North Dakota. Here's a pilot's announcement to the passengers. We've done our best to get the audio a little bit louder here, but this is insanity.
There's no radar here, so the tower realized that the spacing wasn't going to work, and he said, turn right. And I looked over, and there was an airplane, which is supposed to be on the right-hand side. I thought it was a small airplane. He said, turn right. I said, there's an airplane over there, and he says, turn left, and then looked over and saw the airplane that was coming on a converging course with us. Sorry about the aggressive maneuver. It caught me by surprise. This is not normal at all. I do apologize for it. Not a fun day.
So that was kind of crazy for all those people on that Delta Airlines jet. I cannot imagine that. And yeah, a U.S. Air Force B-52 was going to the North Dakota State Fair. And you would think there would have been a little bit more planning on that one instead of something like that happening now. There's been a lot of near misses and that type of thing. But yeah, that would be some scary stuff to say the least. And so, yep. Glad everyone's okay, and, you know, I just can't imagine being on that flight when that happened that quickly. So, yeah, oof. Wow. Speaking of traffic this morning, I'm looking outside the Weicker Gray Day Building here and in the Max FM studios. I have one car coming down the road, so pretty quiet morning in downtown Baraboo. We'll see a little bit more traffic starting around 7 p.m. One thing that was interesting I did notice last night heading to an appointment is I got to the outside portions of Baraboo towards the Highway 12 area, all the traffic that was coming off that area at 5:30, that definitely looked like rush hour. It was bumper to bumper last night, and so that was a little bit different to see. So I know that that area gets busy with everyone coming back into town at that point, but just was really shocked at the amount of traffic I saw out there. And as I watch outside the studio this morning, I don't see that much activity. Speaking of traffic, I do want to remind everyone that 2nd Avenue is closed due to the road construction happening in the 300 block and 400 block of Bird Street. So if you are in that area, 2nd Avenue is closed. We want everyone to be aware of that. Also, if you are in the 500 or 400 block of 5th Avenue today, that'll be closed from Center Street to West Street starting at 7 for a water utility water service repair in the 400 block of 5th Avenue. So again, 5th Avenue will be closed from Center Street to West Street in Baraboo this morning. That is your traffic report from Max FM.
Coming up, we're going to get back into some great music this morning. We'll have Aerosmith and Stevie Nicks on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2025 Sauk County Master Gardeners Association Garden Tour. This will be happening on July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Summer gardens are in their full glory. Come see nine creative and interesting gardens on display in the Sauk County Master Gardeners Association's annual tour. In addition to the tour, you can take advantage of gardening demonstrations and a fresh produce market to satisfy your curiosity and your culinary pursuits. Bring your questions for the garden host and the master gardeners and register for a door prize. The event will take place from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. This is a self-paced tour beginning at either of the ticket sales sites. There's a location in both Reedsburg and Wisconsin Dells. Advanced ticket sales can be purchased at the Reedsburg or Baraboo Chamber of Commerce or the Red Shed in Baraboo. Tickets are $10 in advance or $15 the day of the event. Find all the information by visiting Sauk County Master Gardeners Association on Facebook or checking out the Area Chamber of Commerce websites. Again, this will be held on Saturday, July 26th from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. Enjoy the final Whitwin concert in the Campground Series concert with the Blue Olives. This will be happening on Saturday. 6 p.m. is when the band will take the stage. Doors open at 4. Upbeat Blues will be performed. They'll also have their homemade pies and ice cream available for purchase. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. And again, check out all the details for this event by visiting Whitwin Concerts on Facebook. And over in Portage all weekend long is the Columbia County Fair. Theme this year is Christmas in July. For all the details, including the many events happening at the Grandstand Show, plus the Beer and Wine Garden, all of the details about the exhibits that can be found and vendors at the fair, be sure to check out ColumbiaCountyFairWI.org. And of course, all these events go down at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Portage.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
It's Christmas at the Habitat Restore. It's Christmas in July. If you need some new shutters or replace some old gutters, we got all the building supplies. You might need some shingles for your rooftop or hardware for your patio. Santa's gonna wait till December, so today it's the place you need to go. It's Christmas at the Restore, and if you're looking for some cheer, you can do a little shopping or leave a donation. You can always volunteer.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
message, you know it's true. All the things come back to you. Sing with me, sing for the year, sing for the laugh and sing for the tear. Sing with me just for today, maybe tomorrow the good Lord will take you away.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:49 on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Don't forget to check out our flash sale at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. Half off a $25 certificate to the Water Street Social Club this morning till 9, just $12.50. And if you've not been to the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page, go check out the ribs. Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:53 on Tuesday morning. Now I have a feel-good story of the day. A Long Island high schooler named Will Borella started a smash burger business where veterans eat free. A portion of its proceeds also goes to support current military members and their families. Will teamed up with a local butcher shop to make it happen. This is such a cool story. Here it is.
We raised $1,500 for the Gary Sinise Foundation. I had all my fellow classmates, and we all had a great time, and I raised a lot of money. And then I was traveling in March, and I figured, let's call the owner, because I want to kind of expand this Will Borella events and maybe do something fun on Long Island so I could be here for the summer. And he said, we could always do more smash burgers, so why not do a smash burger business inside of the butcher where I get the meat, I get the buns, I get everything from there. It's kind of a win-win.
And that is so cool. Of course, Will mentions the Gary Sinise Foundation. Gary starred in Forrest Gump and has raised millions of dollars for defenders, veterans, first responders, and their families. He was also in CSI New York, if you remember that. So again, this Long Island kid just did this to support the military. He started his own smash burger business. And pretty cool. I'm proud of this young man. And he has he calls it Will's Smash Burgers. And, you know, whenever you combine food and a great cause, this is such a perfect opportunity. And he's literally going to do it right outside of the butcher shop, too. And so he's getting the meat right there, everything he needs. And he raised $1,500 flipping burgers at that event, which that is kind of cool. And now he donates 10% to Long Island proceeds as well. And this kid is just 18 years old. He's doing this. I'm pretty proud of him. You see kids out doing this stuff, and it's like, wow, that made my day when I saw this story. Had to pass that along this morning. That is such a great cause. And just to be helping people out, what a neat idea. So yeah, 18 years old doing that. I mean, I remember doing things as a kid, but I don't ever remember doing a fundraiser with smash burgers. I kind of maybe missed a great opportunity. And you know, if I was out and about and see smash burgers, you would get me right away on that. I mean, lemonade stands are cool. A lot of good work goes on there as well. Saw some stories yesterday about kids that were had a lemonade stand in Baraboo, and one of the business owners gave them $21 for that $1 lemonade. So that was pretty cool as well. So I think that is neat when you see those things happen, helping kids, kids helping people. What an awesome, awesome opportunity that Will did here. So yeah, congrats to him. Thank you for doing that as well. I mean, that's impressive to say the least. All right, coming up at 7, we are going to have a look at national news, regional news, and a look at that full weather forecast. Emily's going to join me at 7:10 this morning. The shenanigans will ensue. We'll talk about that flash sale over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We'll also be talking about what age should cell phones be given to kids. So that's coming up right around 7:10. Here is Michael Jackson on Max FM.
Yeah.
tale. See, it's not about races, just places, faces. Where your blood comes from is where your space is. I seen the bright get duller. I'm not gonna spend my life being a color.
Damn, you agree with me when I saw you kicking dirt in my eye.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. He grew up on television playing the only son on The Cosby Show. Bill Cosby reacting to the death of Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played Theo Huxtable.
He was very professional. 54 years old and always studied, always knew his part. He would have been one of Spencer Tracy's favorite actors. He never bumped into the furniture. He always knew his lines, and he always knew where to go.
Bill Cosby accused by multiple women of sexual assault and harassment, his conviction overturned on appeal. The FAA is investigating the near miss of that Delta regional jet and a B-52 over the skies of Minot, North Dakota. The pilot forced to make an abrupt maneuver to avoid the military jet, which had been executing a flyover at a state fair nearby. The list of countries calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza has grown to 28, with Greece, Malta, and Cyprus joining many others. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A 17-year-old Oneida girl is taken into custody following a shooting at a Pulaski park. Friday night, officers found an 18-year-old Green Bay man with a gunshot wound at the park. He was taken to the hospital. A handgun and knife were recovered at the scene. A 19-year-old was